Okay, we are in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. And we are, we're going to start again. Why? Amida Chalamu. Somebody's driving. You don't have to hear the beeping of the car. Rabbi Naimer, Shei Mevarchim B'Taira Tchila. Why aren't they Zaycha? Some learn their children, some learn their grandchildren should be Tamidei Chachamim. Because they don't make Birchas HaTaira. Yama Rav Yehuda Merav. Ma'i Zichsev Mi'ar Ish HaChachem V'Yavin Ezayis. Who is the man that's smart? We're in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, about 10, 15, 12 lines in, or 15 lines in, I didn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14th line in. Dama Rav Yehuda Merav. Who is the man that's smart? The Yavin Ezayis, and understands this. And Yavin Ezayis is that it says about the Churban, about, he's going to say what it is in a second. The Yavin Ezayis, the Pasuk says, Ama of the Pasuk says, Miya Eshachavon Yavin Ezayis, Vashadim Rapi Hashem Elov, Viyakita. And who did Hashem tell us to that the person should be able to relate it? Amma of Daretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael lost? Talk to Gemara. Gavir said, Nishul Chachamim B'Nevi'im. This thing was asked to bright people, to prophets, U'Malachi Asharis. Because it says, Miyesh Chacham B'Yav in his eyes. How we get Nevi'im into this? I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know. The Rush doesn't say. I believe he does not say. Yes, it says. The Rush does explain how we know all this, so we've seen the Rush. And the Malachi Asharis, the Bachads, the Loi Pursu, and they didn't explain it. Now, the Rush does not have the Gerson Malachi Asharis, or if he does, he doesn't explain how we know that. Ad Shapir Shakadish Baruch Hu B'Atzmai. The one who told us why Eretz Yisrael was lost was the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. The Siv, Vayomer Hashem al Ozram as Terasi. And the pasuk continues, "Asher nisati lifneihem v'shamu b'kaili v'lehochu ba." Now, what is the difference between Azum Asarasi and Shama b'kaili and lehochu ba? Haynu leshamu b'kaili, haynu lehochu ba. Isn't that redundant? Rabbi Yehuda Merav. So Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, "Loimar she'ei mevarchem b'tayra tchila." They did not make birchas hatayra. Zok the Rush. P'she'ei mevarchem. Who did Hashem speak to that he can relate to us? That means we're talking to people that Hashem speaks to. That's Nevi'im. As Terasi Hashem Nesati Lefneihem, Kloimar, what is Terasi? What is the difference between Terasi and Shimu B'Kaili and Hilchuba? Now, why is that such an important thing? So there's a famous Rabbeinu Yaina that the Ran brings, and I will learn it inside, even though we don't learn Ran. In the Ran, Dibur HaMaskul Dover said, Nishul HaChamim. About four lines in that Ran, it says, Dover said, Nishul HaChamim V'loi Pershuhu. It's in the narrow lines towards a little bit after the middle. Zog the Ran. Four lines in. Umitzasi b'Megillah Starim Shar Rabbi Yaina. I found the Megillah Starim, I guess. Rabbeinu Yaina wrote a scroll that he called Megillah Starim. Rabbeinu Yaina. The Kroh Hachidayek. This is what the Torah is being telling us. Joshua Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila of the Haaretz. Dim Isal Azman Asterasi Kipashta Mashma. If you're gonna tell me Azman Asterasi means they didn't do the mitzvahs, right? And they didn't learn Tyra. Is it chat like Shimu Bakaila Layokoba means they didn't do mitzvahs and Azman Asterasi means they didn't learn? Kishanishul Hachaman Leviim Lava Lai Pershu. So why couldn't the Hachamim Leviim figure this out? What was the big secret? That Nechamim and Nevi'im, and according to the Gears of Agamar, Malachi, Asharis, according to the Bach, why couldn't they tell us that you're not learning? It's pretty obvious that people aren't learning. Therefore, Valley Dover Golihu, Mikal Lufarech, and it's easy to explain that. Elo Vadai Oiskin Hoya Betaira Tumit. They learned always. So, Ella, actually, where am I up to? If you go, Hoya Chachamim Nevi'im Tumeyim. The Chachamim Nevi'im had the same question. Amba of the Haaretz. And to Pirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. So who Yodei Ma'am Kelev? He knows the depths of the heart. Shloim Mevarchem Betchila, Square Tchila. Kaloimar, what does that mean? Shloim Hoysa Atayre Chashuva Beinayim Kokach, Shei Roy Levarach Alehav. They didn't consider Tyre important enough that we should be making a bracha thanking the Rabbi Nishlalom for giving us the Tyre. Tyre was a beautiful thing to learn. It's challenging, it's intellectual, it's emotional sometimes, it's wonderful. But they didn't say, Rabbi Nishlalom, thank you for the Tyre. And give us the Atta Nishmai to understand the Tyre. What? And because Tyra wasn't important enough to learn, just for Tyra's sake, for Rabbi Nish to do the mitzvah of learning Tyra and to understand Tyra, it was more intellectual challenge, just my own chat, Rabbi Nish, and you can argue with me. It caused them not to take the brachas seriously. Saying brachas the way one should say brachas, it's saying, Rabbi Nishlalem, you gave us a Tyra. And Tyra is different than science, and Tyra is different than math, and Tyra is different than any other Chachma that there is. It's your Tyra, not that it's not the Rabbi Nishlalem's Chachma, but it's your Tyra with all its Kedusha, with all its Matana, that you gave it to us. That's what Birchas HaTyra tells us every morning. It's supposed to tell us. And when you don't take Tyra important, and if it becomes secondary, meaning part of life, but learning Talmud, we're talking about Masmidim, but it wasn't a lishma thing, I'm learning to Tyra because it's Tyra. I'm learning Tyra. It's challenging, it's wonderful, it's great, it feels good. Therefore, when you come to Birchas HaTyra, it's not so serious. What are you making a bracha for? Therefore, that's why the Ma of Dara. Now, before I take any questions, there's a big problem here. Because the Gemara says elsewhere, there were other Averis that caused the Korban. Be it Averis Aragilarai Shechus Damim, be it Sinifchinam, and all of a sudden, the Gemara here is introducing a whole new thing. The reason there's a Korban Beis HaMikdash of the Haaretz is no Birchas HaTyra. Whatever way you want to learn. You want to learn Rabbi Yain this way, you can learn Rabbi Yain this way. Make up your own chat, I don't care. But the Gemara is not saying Sinifchinam, and it's not saying Benizara, and it's not saying Gilarayas, and it's not saying Shechus Damim. So I believe the Mashah talks about it, right? Again. You have to give me a minute. Right. And Mashah learns that there is no Mashah that discusses it. I'm sorry. I thought it was the Mashah. I forgot the Pshat I saw, but I'll take a look if I can still find it. No. I can't find it. I'm probably on the bottom, he said something, I don't know. But the Gemara talks about which Averis caused the destruction between first and second, and doesn't mention not saying Birchas HaTyra. That's the question. It says, first base HaMikdash, but it's regular eye, Shechus Damim. Second base HaMikdash is Sinat Chinam. Where is Birchas HaTyra? And the Gemara here says, Amma of the Haaretz, because they didn't say Birchas HaTyra. Whatever way you want to learn a Birchas HaTyra, it doesn't mean Averis Zaret, it doesn't mean Gil HaRayas, it doesn't mean Shechus Damim, and it doesn't mean Sinat Chinam. Yeah, that's what I saw once. Somebody says there's a difference between the destruction of Beis HaMikdash and Golus of the Aretz. Did he say that at the bottom? Or did Jerome chat? I saw it once. I did see it once. I don't remember who I saw it from, but I don't remember the status. Did he say chat? No, didn't say anything. But that's the kasha here. Why is it? This is the end of the run, very nice. They know him, Veruyim. That's right, that's what the Ran writes. The Ran lived well after Avedi, And the Ran is from the last Rishayim. The Ran's Talmud is the Mivash, who was already considered a middle generation between Rishayim and Achrayim. So the Ran is the last generation of Rishayim. Rabbi Yehuda was a contemporary of the Rashba.
He says,
Elu Dibri Harab HaChassid Zau. He refers to Rabbi Yehuda as the Chassid. Ve'im Noim Veruyim Lemisha Amram. They're beautiful and appropriate to the one who said them shot. But?
And people have given over also.
Meaning, here's a man that lived this way. you can accept it from him. Anyway. Yes.
Revolt was upon Rabbi asked here and elsewhere a question. He answers it also, which is, so what do we do with the general principle of someone who's learning Lolishma should always learn Lolishma? So because that inevitably comes to Lishma. I mean, here we have someone who's learning Talmud and does not come to Lishma. I'm interested in your answer. I can give you the Rehoboth answer.
I don't want to hear it here now, so if you don't mind, I won't ask you for Rehoboth's answer. But I will tell you what I think, and I can only tell you what I think, and my answer is that Shloi Lishma means I want to learn Torah, so I should know Torah, so I should be Ekra Chacham, that I should, but this is saying I want to learn Torah because it's a very smart thing to do, an intellectual challenge. It's a much weaker Shloi Lishma. It's not recognizing the Milus HaTaira. Shloi Lishma can be recognizing the Milus HaTaira, but I'm learning it so people should call me Rabbi, so people should recognize me as a Talmud Chacham, so I should get Shlishi, right? That's why I'm learning it. But I recognize that Torah is Kedusha, the Torah is more than a regular wisdom. It's a present of the Rabbi Shlalem. Unfortunately, I have ulterior motives in why I like the present of the Rabbi Shlalem, because it does good for me as well. My Shankain, the Shloi Lishma of here, is that it's not acknowledging the special connection that Tyra is supposed to do.
You're talking about the
Knesset
on Oscar on
right.
And you're actually in the direction, you're very close to what the Shiv is all about.
Okay, I'm very happy I was Machavit, and we have to move on. Zuck to my advice.
You're doing it because you will do the mitzvahs.
You want to know what the mitzvahs are? So then you're more Lishma.
I'm saying, but it's not.
Is that true? Why? I mean, excuse me, whose mitzvahs are you doing?
Okay, so
your wife's or the Rabbi Shlalem? When you take out the garbage, you're doing your wife's mitzvah. You're also doing the Rabbi Shlalem's mitzvah called chesed. But that's not in your mind. I mean, I should talk for myself. That's not what's on my mind. Except my wife doesn't ask me to take out the garbage. But I'm just saying. Right?
What does it say, Hashem, just thank you because you gave us the Torah? That's it, finished.
Again.
That's it.
Again. But I'm blaming Amanas Lassais. Isn't that what the Mishnah says in the goal, the ultimate? Halayman Amanas Lassais, Maspikim Biyade Lomad Laman Lassais. Isn't that the Mishnah in Perkei Avos? We want to be Loyman Amanas Lassais. We want to learn that we should be able to do mitzvahs better. Now, you ask me, so how can I learn Mesech Tzvachim Amanas? You can, but how I can learn Mesech Tzvachim Amanas Lassais? I am never going to be makrib a carbon. I can bring a carbon, but I'll never be able to be makrib it, right? So that's a good kasha, and a different time, maybe we'll talk about it. It's not the subject matter here. Now, if I remember correctly, we're learning the Sechtas Nadarim, and we want to get back to it. Yes?
In support of what I'm going to say. Rav Aaron and Rav Schwab, do differentiate between learning in order to do something and learning the Shema. Rav Aaron says that if you're learning in order to figure out how to do something, that's not the Shema.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and argue. My Mishnah says, Alayman Amanas Lassus is a very big Madrega. I don't like to argue Mishnayas, no matter who the name you're quoting it from.
I hear what you
said. I know, and therefore you have to understand what he meant instead of quoting him without reconciling it with the Mishnah. Okay, let's move on. I don't want to sit here and argue. So I think my right to Isi by Yehuda also the Basif to the Rabbi Isi. Isi by Yehuda did not show up to Rabbi Isi's Shir. 3 days he cut Shir. Abdumas by Rabbi Isi, his son, Rabbi Isi had his son, Vardimus. He found him. Amale, my time of loss in my life, Mimid Rosh and Abba. Where have you been for the last 3 days? Amale, so Isi by Yehuda said, I don't understand your father. How can I come? Your father said something that makes no sense to me. I have a problem coming to his shir. I just don't get it. Tell me, I think that they changed the girsa here. My kashale, tell me what's bothering you, and do me a down of time. Maybe I'll be able to explain it. You know, now, don't ask me, or you could ask me, why didn't he ask Reb Yaisi to explain himself? That I don't know. Right? We would tell a Talmud who doesn't understand this Rebbe, don't cut shear for 3 days. Go ask your Rebbe what he meant. It doesn't say here why he didn't ask his Rebbe.
It was a Talmud. People feared the Rebbe would never, you know.
Again, I assume that everybody's allowed to ask a Rebbe what he meant. It's very difficult to say that there was any time that you couldn't ask an explanation. Unless, that is, Reb Yaisi explained it in a way that he didn't understand. I don't know. I'm in speculative land, and I don't like to be there. But I'm just pointing out that he didn't ask his Rebbe. He didn't show up to G8. By the way, he sat and learned. He didn't go and play around. He didn't play cards. He sat and learned 3 days, but not in Shir. And his son said, where are you? Right? Some people miss Shir here. I asked them, where are you? Why aren't you in Shir, right? Right, so the answer is, he told them, that what Reb Yaisi says that we learned yesterday, that the laundry of the city is more important than other people's chayim, and we learned tupshatim yesterday, either that it's talking about they have minimum to live, it's the extra, or we spoke at an itziv, that not doing laundry is suffix sakana, and therefore, that was the way we explained it, is more than other people's vade sakana. But Krami Nalam, where did he ever see that in the pasuk? That Krami Nalam, where did he ever see a thing like that? If you don't have a pasuk, you can't say this. It's interesting. You can tell me all the logic in the world. Somebody else's life is more important. And life is more important than anything. There must be a pasuk that tells me the importance of something like this that Reb Yaisi should be able to say it. Zokt Rashi. Dr. Rush. Krami Nalei, the Milsa Ditzmiya Lehem. This is a thing that's very difficult to understand. We love the Islay Krami Shemina. If you wouldn't have a backup from a Pasuk, I would have a hard time accepting it. Dr. Gemara Amaloy Dixiv, Umigrisheim Yul the Behemtam. Pasuk says that the Levium got cities, and around the cities they had empty areas besides the fields. There was 1,000 Amas of Migrash, and 1,000 amas of Sada around every one of the fields of the Levium. And it says in the Pasuk, so I'm reading the Pasuk from Dalit on the side for those who want to follow, V'hayu harim lahem l'sheves, they can l'sheves, to live there, u'migrisheyem, and the empty area, yilevehemtam, should be used for their animals, v'lerchusham, and for their possessions, u'lechol chayasam, and to everything that gives them life. Now, what is it that they need the empty area for that gives them life? Right? Chayasim does not mean chayas, because you said behemoth. Right?
People don't own chayas, do they?
What?
People own chayas?
You can own deer.
Okay.
Some people own dogs. It's a big shiloh if the caliber is a chaya or not, right?
How about a koi?
Cat might be a chaya.
How about a koi?
Like, so, Zakhsev, Zakhsev, my chayasim, Ile mechaya, are you talking about animals not domesticated? What's the difference? The Torah says behemah means chaya as well. Ela my chayasim, chayasim, it's what, to live? Chita, of course you use it to live. That's what you're living for. You're living there to live. Ela lav kvisi, it must be there's something there that makes you be able to live without worrying about dying. And what is that? Laundry. The Ikatsara Darvavusa. That's where logic kicks in. What is this thing that enhances life, that makes life more, I hate to use the word guaranteed because nobody has a guarantee for anything, but more, not better, but less dangerous. And that's laundry. Because we said before that dirty laundry can cause dementia, which can cause all kinds of different consequences. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush.
I thought that was torn clothes and stuff like that, not dirty.
Right. Eruvia means dirty clothing.
No, I mean causing dementia.
The Gemara said Eruvia causes dementia. The Gemara before, we had it yesterday. It was on the fourth line from the top. They had water supply in those 1,000 amas. The lekula maim and lekol chayasim the chstias adam for drinking, but the kashim lo behadi behemtam. That's what the animals use it for. The maim aruim the chstias behema, right? Can't be that because it says it by behemtam, and that means water that's for animals. I mean, you have your water supply because you have to live. Avadin lekvisa bekari lechayasim from tzara d'rivuvia ba'avi bechlal bechay v'chi imach. Therefore, chayecha kaitman. It goes into chayecha kaitman. Some say it's not from the meaning of Kol Chayasam, it's the extra word. Either way, we learn it from Kol Chayasam. Whereas Rabbanan hold that laundry is not important in Chayacherim. And again, Pshat in Chayacherim, most Akhrayim learn is, doesn't mean death in life, it means more than necessary. Enough so to keep people healthier, but not in danger of dying.
If you don't hold it, what do you do in the chayasim?
Doesn't say. The Gemara does not go back and say those who argue in Rabbi Yitzchak, what did they do in the chayasim? Doesn't say.
Do we ever answer why it starts
with
Rabbi Yitzchak and ends with Rabbi
Yitzchak? Do we
answer that question?
Not yet, but the Gemara is going to ask it later, so we love to leave things for Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak, and we're proceeding in the Mishnah. If you notice, the Mishnah started, these are the Inu Nevesh, Emerges, Emerges, Leskashet, Leskashet. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nevesh. So we explained what Emerges is, what Emerges is, what Emerges is, what Leskashet is. We got caught up in contradictions in Rabbi Yitzchak, we answered that. Now we're moving on to Rabbi Yitzchak's line, again, which we talked about already, that it's not Inu Nevesh. Look at the Gemara, Yibayilu L'Rabbi Yitzchak Mahu. So you offer Mishim Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina. Is that called Beinoi Lebeina? Now, I want to put down a rule that might be questionable to some, but this is how the Gemara deals with it. So we'll accept the Gemara's interpretation, even though people will tie no, it's not. Beinoi Lebeina is something that affects intimacy. Either directly intimacy, or things that affect intimate relationship. Beinoi Lebeina does not mean my husband, you'll get angry at her if she doesn't. For instance, the Gemara will be in a case that she makes an error that she won't talk to his brother or she won't do anything for his brother. My anah is banned on your brother, on your father, on your sister. Now, a husband can be rather upset about that, but that's not beinah lebeinah. It doesn't affect their personal relationship. It affects their eva, but not it's nothing to do with leading up or having intimacy. Beinoi lebeinah has to be something that is either directly or close to directly affecting intimacy. The fact that he's angry at her because she's gotten to a fight with his brother and he's upset about that, and maybe because of that he won't be intimate with her, that's not beinoi lebeinah. That's his thing. Beinoi lebeinah is something that makes it difficult in the relationship, in the physical relationship between husband and wife.
Can something be in both categories, like bathing?
Well, first let's go through this Gemara, and then you'll ask me the question. And the answer is, Inu Nefesh, he has more power than Beinoi Lebeina. So we don't need Beinoi Lebeina if it's Inu Nefesh. Right? Inu Nefesh, we said, you can be made for forever, not Negeyayu. Beinoi Lebeina was more limited. So why would we care if it's Beinoi Lebeina, if it's Inu Nefesh? But Rabbi Yitzchak said, bathing is not Inu Nefesh. So we want to know, is that called Beinoi Lebeina? Iblailuhu. Rabbi Yitzchak ma'o shi'yavim b'shem dvarim sh'beinoi Lebeina. Tashma. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein elu inidri inu nefesh. Mashma. He's not arguing you can't be made for. He didn't say, lo yafer. He said, it's not Inu Nefesh, which is mashma. I agree with you that it can be made for, but not for the reason you gave. If not, he should have said, you can't be made for. That would have told us it's not Inu Nefesh, and it's not Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina. He didn't say that. He said, it's not inu nefesh. Mashma l'dvarim shebeinoy lebeinu hagen. And for the Gemara, no raya. Because Dilma l'ditu kamarlo. Maybe he's telling Rabbanan, even you who hold you can be mefer, it's not inu nefesh. You want to consider it beinoy lebeinu? I'm willing to live with that. I disagree. But don't tell me it's inu nefesh. So the diak was from his response. Why didn't he say lo yafer? The answer is he was telling Rabbanan, you want to say give me mefer? That's another machlokes we have. But for sure, don't call it inu nefesh. That's what he said. Lididi kamar. Lididi could be, this is a possible pshat. I feel the dvarim shebeinoy lebeinu lahav. It's not even beinoy lebeinu. Lididchu damitu haven nidu inu nefesh. Again, you want to say it's inu nefesh? I want you to admit to me that this is not inu nefesh. Again, there's a second argument we might have, whether this is beinoy lebeinu. But that's not the discussion. You said it's inu nefesh? I'm responding to you and I say, no, it's not inu nefesh. You want to talk about beinoy lebeinu? We'll talk about it. But that's why he responded that way. He's saying, even you should agree it's not inu nefesh.
What does
it call it? Rav is the power, how much you give me made for. We went through this. By inu nefesh, he's made for it permanently. And by beinoy lebeinu, it's only...
Are there other categories that you can be made for?
No.
It still has to be beinoy lebeinu and inu
nefesh. One or the other, not both.
Can't be both at the same
time. It can, but it's meaningless to be both at the same time.
Because one of them.
You know, a guy has $1 million. He also has $1,000. He can be made for it because he's in the nefesh. It's much stronger.
She said, I won't cook for you anymore.
Then we're going to talk about that. That might be, we'll see that. That might be beinoy lebeinu. And that might be because it's mishubah, but that's a different story. It's not really beinoy lebeinu, by the way. But that's what we'll talk about later. We'll talk. I laid down the rule because it's going to be negayah and everyone's going to jump. Right? Beinoy lebeinu means it affects a physical relationship. Pashtus. Not talking to his brother or not feeding his father. It's very bothersome to husbands when their wife mistreats their family. But that's not called beinoy lebeinu. It's going to be a gemara. It's not me. I didn't make this up. Because if you would have asked me before I prepared, I would have said, of course it's beinoy lebeinu. He's going to be upset at her. Well, the gemara says, yes, gemara, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not beinoy lebeinu. Okay, something in my writer. I'm sorry, Dr. Rush. We have a rush. He'll be able to be made for, but not with the same strength. And we got out of the raya. So what's the issue? Rab Adab Avamer Mefer, he says Rechitza is Beinoy Lebeinu. Rav Huna Amar Ein Mefer, and Rav Huna says you don't can't be Mefer. Why not? Zok Rav Huna Shaloi Matzino Shul Shemais Be'Afer Pier. Now this is a analogy, a fox never gets messed up with the dirt and the covering that he puts over his den. The Mefarshim speak out that the fox is considered the smartest animal. We always talk about the wily fox, right? And the fox is the one that fools things, right? He fooled the wolf with the thing, the muscle from Shlomo HaMelech. But that's not the point. The fox is the smartest animal, so he covers his den very well. But usually when you cover it very well, you have a difficult time getting in. No fox ever dies by getting stuck at the entrance to his den. If you know your den, nothing is going to stop it. The analogy is that the lack of rechitza will not prevent intimacy. There's dirt there, there's no kishut, there can be things in her private area that could theoretically disturb intimacy. The answer is, no husband has trouble with his own wife. Dr. Rush. Afer haguma shul gadol bay, the dirt of the den where he grows, ain't a mazik like even shohurgo. He knows it. Pure k'may pure de kivri, like the place you store fish. V'chein zeh ish namim, ain't ish der rechetzas and miskashetzas and maveres sar shalayt zemakim. If she doesn't bathe or adorn herself, meaning do things in her private area or remove the hair, k'even shohurgo bay ain't a mazik. It's not a beinoy lebeinu. Now everybody can say, but she smells and she did. That doesn't seem to be a cheshbon. We'll move on. Talk to Gemara about the tiny kibbutz about a baba. Yes.
Well, I don't understand
this.
How does she
pickle
if she can't do
the chitza? She can do the chitza. That's not called the chitza. It's cold water. I don't think that's cold. It's a good question you're asking. But I think the answer is bathing probably means with warm water, hot water. And in those days, they had cold mikvahs. They didn't have hot mikvahs. Women went to cold mikvahs. The concept of heating mikvahs is a more modern concept. I mean, I don't know when it started, 1,000 years ago. But in those days, they did not heat mikvahs. Or they had, right, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah, and they had to throw in hot metal. They didn't give him a heisa mikvah in the morning. You know, you go to Lakewood in New York, they have 3 mikvahs there, the hot one, the cold one, and the medium one. And don't dare walk into the hot one, because you might not walk out.
There were hot in the bathhouses of the classical era.
Right.
There was a frigidarium and a calendarium. One was hot, one was cold, but they did not meet the qualifications of a mikvah. They had a fire under
it. Right.
And for that matter, there was a mikvah in Tveria that was many mikvahs in Tveria, which were fed by hot springs and which were hot.
Correct. But again, in the regular cases in those Gemara, they went to cold mikvahs. It's not clearly in brachas that way.
But the case of Rebbe's with the fox, he knows the situation. Meaning,
so does a husband with his wife.
No, he's upset that she's not taking care of herself.
Again, here we go again. The only thing that's kidding Beinari LeBeinah is it affects intimacy. It does not affect it. I started that way. Upsetness is not Beinari LeBeinah. I laid that down at the beginning because I knew this would come up. It's still going to come up countless times. But that's the rule of the game here. The rule that the Gemara holds is Beinari LeBeinah is affected intimacy. And the Gemara, this man, I'm saying, it does not affect intimacy.
But I'm saying the case of the fox, he caused the fox.
I don't care what the reason is. The question is, does this affect intimacy? That's the question. We're using the fox as a muscle. If you know where you're going, you don't have a problem. Right? I walk the stumbling block. If it's my stumbling blocks, I know where to avoid them. I know where in my backyard is something I can trip on. So when I walk in my backyard, I'm careful. In your backyard, I don't know where I can trip on. So I can't see. I'm afraid to walk. At night, dark. This is what I'm saying. If you know what you're doing, it doesn't affect you. And the other man they ever hold, then it does affect you. I said, I knew this was going to come up. It came up already 3 days ago by Inri Nefesh. And by Beinoy Lebeinah, it's going to come up even more. I knew that. What am I supposed to do? I'm learning the Gemara. I'm not writing it. And also, Gemara was not written in 2024 or 2025, and therefore you can't ask me questions from today. Exactly. We have a rioter about a baba. Things that have inri nefesh can be made for, whether it's beinoy lebeinah or beinoy lebeinacherim. That's we had. Shame by inri nefesh, beinoy lebeinah mefer, beinoy lebeinacherim beinah mefer. We had this before. This is a brisa that says that answer. Now, how the Mishnah, the brisa gives you cases. Kind of amra paris, kind of paris alive. I say yafer. That is inri nefesh. I will not eat produce. Produce is banned on me. That is inri nefesh. Kainim shein oisil l'piyaba. I will not work for my father. Do things for my father. L'fi achicha. To your brother. L'fi avicha. L'fi achi. Why is it that order? My father, your brother, your father, my brother. And the Hagos and Tiyunim changes it. If he, your father, your father, my brother, your brother. At least it's consistent in the way it goes. But so the Hagos and Tiyunim says that that's the way it's supposed to be. Yes?
That question is asked and answered in the first paragraph. When there's an A, B, B, A sequence.
No, that's a different thing completely.
Okay.
There it's talking about, you discuss one, then you discuss the second,
right.
Then you continue with the halachas of the second. This is not continuing with the halachas of the second.
No,
this is moving on. So, l'chayre, you should split her relatives and his relatives. Right.
I would have replied not every
day. Okay, anyway, that God's it for you and brings down to change it. He has a raya from a Mishnah later on. Later. This is problematic. She bans herself from feeding his animal. Now, this is not a question of Einar Lebeina or Einar Nefesh. This is a question of whether it interferes with her obligations to her husband. Is that part of what she has to do? This is not Einar Lebeina. And this is not Einar Nefesh. Not a rabbi. She's very enjoyment not to have to feed his animal. Not Einar Nefesh. It might be Einar Nefesh for him, but it's not Einar Nefesh for her. Right. So, Ein Yachal Ofer, Zok Darash, So, Etzin Tavim Lefnei Be'Karkal Lefnei Be'Hemtuchal, Ay V'Hod Aminim Be'Perek Av Api, She'ein Ne'Kaifa Litten Tavim Lefnei Be'Hemtuchal, Ay V'Kaifa Litten Lefnei Be'Karai. The Gemara there says, you can't force her to feed your horses, because horses have a taiva for women, whereas you can do it, force her to feed your cattle, because they don't. Hachamayri, that's part of her obligation. Part of her obligation as a wife to take care of her husband's animals. That's part of her job. So how can we say over here that ain't a yachal offer? It's a shibud. Zokta Gemara, Hacha Mayri Shechnisa Loi Dalet Shvachas. The mission over there says that she brings in four maidservants, the Yeshevas B'Kadadra. She can sit in her, what's the word? S-A-L-O-N. Salon. She can sit in her salon and let her shivchas do all the jobs. And Mamela, that's the case here. I won't feed your animals. I'm not Meshubid because my shivchas are taking care of it. He can't be Mefer. It's not eating nefesh, not Beino Lebeino. Okay. I'm going to leave the rush here. We'll come back to this rush as we proceed. I will not put on makeup. These are different kinds of makeup. I think one is an eye makeup and one is a hair makeup or something like that. What does he say?
Rouge and paint my eyes.
Ekkar is eyes and Efkais is rouge, even though in Ksubas there's like three interpretations. Shleya Shamish Mitatzi, she banned Tashmish, Yafer. Mishum Dvarim Shabena Ilabena. That affects intimacy. That means this brisa holds that Ekkar and Efkais do affect intimacy. Therefore, they are considered a Beinai Lebeina, which is a riot to Rav Adi Bar Hava, who said that lack of rechitza and kishut is Beinai Lebeina. That's what we're bringing the raya. Because, according to the other man, the Amai doesn't affect intimacy. So, Efkoi says, Tamish Mitasi is affecting intimacy, therefore he can be Mefer. Weiter. What? Can't hear you.
This is not called kishut when you theorize that you...
Yeah, this man the Amahot's kishut is with Machlokes Amaroyim, according to Rabbi Yaisi, whether kishut is considered Beinai Lebeina. This is a proof to the man the Amahot that says that it is. Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Bahava. Rabbi Bahava held it was, and Rabbi Huna held it wasn't, and this is a proof to Rabbi Bahava. That's why we're saying it is called Beinai Lebeina. This is called kishut. You're right. 100% right. Shloi Emza, Shloi Atiyah Lucha Mitaschav. I will not make your bed. So emzik loch asakais, uchloi erchis loch panechi yadechu raglecha, ein tzarek lohafer. We'll see why. And this is the halacha. There's three things that a woman has to do for her husband, whether she has 100 servants or 1,000 servants. These are things for pchipa. There's three things that a woman does for her husband that's usher for a nida to do, because they're created, these things are the reason for that is to create chiba. So this is called things that do have to do with intimacy. But it's also an obligation on a woman. And therefore, since it's an obligation on a woman, he doesn't have to be made for it because she's breaking her obligation. And therefore, doesn't have to bother being made for it. That's what the Mishnah said.
Not that he can't.
What?
Not that he can't be made
for it. Ain't Sarah Club. Dr. Rush.
Is it under Oda?
You mean Aina, first of all. Aina means to trick somebody. You mean Aina.
Remember, I mean, I'm Columbus. I'm serious, you embarrassed me.
I was correcting you. I wasn't embarrassing you. The word is Aina, but it doesn't make a difference. I make mistakes that are worse than that. But that's not the point. It's not aina. Aina means the actual act of intimacy. This is a chiyuv a wife has to her husband to create chiba. She has to make his bed, she has to bring him water for his hands and feet, and she has to, what's the third one? Emzig akais? Did you bring that? No, he doesn't. Yeah. And she has to mix this cup of wine. These are things.
Did change in 2025?
I don't know. Is the halacha need a change in 2025? A man's wife is an idiot. She's not allowed to do these things. Now, what does it mean, emzig akais? And what does it mean, erchet mena? What does it mean, not making the bed? So most of the, a lot of Akhrenim say that what we call making the bed is not making the bed. Making the bed that we do is to make the bed that you don't sleep in, to cover the bed during the day. So that's not chiba. That's maisa shifchus. Your maid makes the bed. The maisa chiba is to draw back the covers so the husband should be able to get in, to enhance his sleeping. That's the maisa chiba. Not to make the bed that he can't sleep in it. And then if he walks into bed now, you'll yell at him and you ruined my making up the bed. That's not what the Achrayim say. The Matias Amita is to make the bed sleepable. Something you don't give your maid to do. Something you do yourself. It's something to enhance chiba. Suck the rush, and we'll do it in the rush inside. I was in the middle of the rush. Mechei mechiach sefer. The tanish loy atzil lecha amita ein tzarek lohafer. Like tanish loy anek is bincha. That I won't nurse your son. Mishum de'ein ayrik shechnitzel loy dalet shvachas. De'ein mechuyim anek. If she has four shvachas, she doesn't have to nurse the baby. Ava eilu melachas yichayevas. The Tani Hasar, Ava Bishami Shevis Mekadar Zadra, even though she can sit in her salon, Ava Matzah Slay Amita, Umezagas Slay Sakais, Umachet Slay Panagyot of Aragmav. These are Chiba things, not work. There's work, and there's creating Chiba. Yes?
Well, it's just like we said by Sukkah, what if he answers for his
feet,
that means, answers his wine?
So the Nadarif Chal, he doesn't have to be made for because the Sheba is stronger.
Sukkah,
Sukkah is no shibud. There's no shibud that says you can't ban a sukkah.
You have a
chiyuv. So that's a chiyuv, okay. So now you can't go into the sukkah because it's banned from you.
So she has a chiyuv from shibud?
Again.
Why can't we say the same thing?
There's a difference between a shibud and a mitzvah.
Is a
shibud,
we're talking here, this shibud is a chiyuv's sake.
Right.
But otherwise, he can't be made for. Like about giving her money to him. Her earnings, rather.
Okay, so there's a mandamah that says there also,
ain't tzarich lahavir. And what is the ain't tzarich lahavir?
Doesn't have to, it doesn't
there
work.
There are times a husband should be made for?
Let me go back. A woman says, shlo ekho shlo evkais.
Shlo what?
Shlo ekho shlo evkais. I will not, right? Why? She has no shiba to put on jewelry for him.
That's what I'm asking. If shiba is a shiba,
certain things. Shiba is a very broad terminology.
Right.
She buys him a present. It's also shiba. I mean, shiba is a very broad term. It's increased the ava between them.
So,
there's three things that a woman has to do to increase shiba.
And tzarich lahafer, it makes it almost like as if he's as a chiyuv.
No, if he wants her to do it, he has to be made for. Yes. Tzarich lahafer doesn't mean he has to be made for.
And tzarich lahafer.
It means he doesn't have to bother with it. It's automatically not. Again, I don't want my wife to not do these three things. She said she won't do that. Do I have to be made for? If I want her not to have the netter, do I have to be made for?
It's automatic. The nether.
Right. But it's not how, because she can't use a nether to break her obligation. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
I don't know what those words mean.
A woman has an obligation to do something.
She has to put on makeup, okay?
She doesn't.
She doesn't have to.
That's why the nether is how. He can cancel it because it's Beinu Lebeina. But she has no obligation to put on makeup. These three things she has to do. A woman is not obligated to put on makeup.
So can it be made for or not made for?
Yes, because it affects their relationship.
I have to think about the words.
Again, you're viewing anything that affects relationship as a shibud. It's not true. A woman does not have to put on makeup. There's no chiyuv in the Mishnayos and Masechta Tzuvos that says a woman has to put on makeup.
Answer of author means...
It's not chal. It doesn't work. The neder doesn't work. It's meaningless. It bumps into a stone wall.
Because
she has an obligation
to...
It's more than Beinu Lebeinu. It's an obligation.
We'll go on.
I'll
ask
you
about it if I come in now.
Let me ask you, do you have an obligation to daven?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you have an obligation to put away svarim here?
No.
Are they both mitzvahs?
Yes.
What's the difference in the two mitzvahs? You have a mitzvah to put away svarim, and you have a mitzvah to daven. What's the difference?
Make it better.
Where are the svarim?
What's the difference in the two? Why aren't you cleaning up svarim?
Where are they?
I can't answer that.
You can't answer the difference between cleaning up svarim and davening?
Why there's a difference?
Yeah.
What's an obligation?
Yeah. Because the Torah never told me I have to clean up svarim.
Torah never
said I have to daven. Yes, he did. Look at Shulchan Aruch. In my Shulchan Aruch, it says I have to daven. It does not say I have to clean up svarim.
Bathrooms?
I thought davening is not one of the
Kariyag mitzvahs. Fine. Just a rabbinic. First of all, going to the Rambam it is. And second of all, you have to say Kriya Shema?
Yes.
You have to clean up svarim?
Really should.
I didn't ask you what you should. I asked if you have to.
No, and I don't know why.
You don't know why?
Yeah.
Because you're not obligated to clean up tomorrow. It's a good deed. There are certain things that are good deeds and certain things that are obligations.
Well,
it's a wonderful thing to do. If you want to be Yeshua Benun, you should be here all night cleaning up tomorrow. It's a wonderful thing. Look, there's a whole pot waiting for you. Right here, there's a whole pot waiting for you.
Under the table.
They decided to pick up that
house. I happen to like being behind the wall.
Okay, again, you understand what I'm trying to say? There are good deeds,
yes,
and there are obligations. A woman can do a good deed if she makes herself look beautiful for her husband. She's not obligated. But she is obligated to do certain things, and we'll continue tomorrow.